Afghanistan is a bit different situation than Iraq. What was the kind of environment that they were in?
I believe these guys were on, like, logistics support or what have you. You know, they were in big vehicles and moving in caravans with equipment and supplies. They weren't actually at the, like, in a combat frontline situation.
But still stressful and dangerous, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, many of them, most of them had witnessed an explosion or an IED, I guess is what they call them, either right next to the vehicle or two vehicles up or six blocks away. But everyone had seen one, well, many actually, but experienced some firsthand.
And how did they seem to you?
You know, I probably saw 30 individuals, and I would say that maybe one or two came away from that interview with absolutely no issues. You know, fine, great, no problem, gotta go. You know, they just had nothing to report of concern for themselves physically or psychologically. Everyone else on the outside seemed okay, you know, in just at glance, but on their survey had checked, you know, having some difficulty either physically or psychologically or both.
And if that were the case, what would you then do?
I verify with them, like, for physical complaints, if they're currently being treated for that, because some of it was injury that happened over there, mostly related to working around heavy machinery or something fell on them. And if they're not currently being seen for that physical ailment, would they like to be seen for that? And if so, then I would set up a referral to their primary care provider. I didn't actually lay hands on. I was just there as a screener. And then for the psychological problems, they actually had a behavioral health specialist on site there. And if the problem was of enough significance, I would offer them an opportunity to meet with somebody immediately that day. And there was a handful of people that accepted that.
Did you get a sense that this kind of intervention effort is going to help these people in the long run?
You know, there's power in just asking the question.
Right.
As far as when a soldier is asked, you know, do you have problems sleeping at night? Are you having nightmares? That brings it to a whole nother level in their awareness of, you know, I mean, post-traumatic stress isn't a new thing, but to kind of be asked every single common symptom of post-traumatic stress is a way of kind of self-evaluating and self-monitoring as well. And so I think it is of value to do a very in-depth screening because, again, there's power in the questions themselves, and it empowers the soldier to know, you know, maybe 8 months from now, 8 months from the conversation that I had with them, maybe stuff will start bubbling up and they'll be aware that, wow, this is what it's like. This is what's going on, and this is what I can do about it.
For most people, a question like, do you find yourself arguing with your spouse, isn't really considered a medical question, but if they're discussing it with a healthcare professional, you can put a context on it, post-traumatic stress, and that might be sort of the first step to a kind of recovery.
And that's just about everybody reported increased irritability, insomnia. They would check nightmare, but they would qualify it by saying, I really don't have nightmares, I just have extremely vivid dreams about being back there every night, or just about every night. And many reported hypervigilance in crowded places, and just that they startle a lot more easily and they're much more irritable. And some would say, you know, I'm kind of an irritable kind of a guy, but now I'm, you know, I can tell that I'm more irritable than I usually am.
The hypervigilance is an asset over there, but a detriment back here.
Right, and it becomes probably an ingrained state of mind that's hard to shake, no matter how safe your surroundings might be.
Are you going to do this again?
Yeah, I'd like to. You know, they don't have a ton of events. That's what they call them in Alaska. You know, usually a couple times, three times a year, whatever. And if they needed my help again, yeah, I would go. I thought it was very interesting, a great group of people, and yeah, I'd be honored.